وإذا ضربتم في الأرض فليس عليكم جناح أن تقصروا من الصلاة إن خفتم أن يفتنكم الذين كفروا إن الكافرين كانوا لكم عدوا مبينا.
When you go forth journeying in the land, there is no blame on you if you shorten the prayer, especially if you fear that the unbelievers might cause you harm. Surely, the unbelievers are your open enemies. There is no blame on you if you shorten the prayer.
Shortening the prayer, qasr, while traveling in peacetime consists of praying 2 rakat at those appointed times when one is normally required to pray 4 rakat. The form of qasr during the state of war has not been specified. Prayer should therefore be performed as circumstances permit.
وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ فَأَقَمْتَ لَهُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَلْتَقُمْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ مَعَكَ فَلْتَقُمْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ مَعَكَ وَلْيَأْخُذُوا أَسْلِحَتَهُمْ فَإِذَا سَجَدُوا فَلْيَكُونُوا مِنْ وَرَائِكُمْ وَلْتَأْتِ طَائِفَةٌ أُخْرَى لَمْ يُصَلُّوا فَلْيُصَلُّوا مَعَكَ وَلْيَأْخُذُوا حِذْرَهُمْ وَأَسْلِحَتَهُمْ وَدَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ تَغْفُلُونَ عَنْ أَسْلِحَتِكُمْ وَأَمْتِعَتِكُمْ فَيَمِيلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَيْلَةً وَاحِدَةً وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنْ كَانَ بِكُمْ أَذًى مِّن مَّطَرٍ أَوْ كُنتُم مَرْضَىٰ أَن تَضَعُوا أَسْلِحَتَكُمْ وَخُذُوا حِذْرَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعَدَّ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُّهِينًا.
O Messenger, if you are among the believers and rise in the state of war to lead the prayer for them, let a party of them stand with you to worship, keeping their arms. When they have performed their prostration, let them go behind you, and let another party who have not prayed pray with you, remaining on guard and keeping their arms. For the unbelievers love to see you heedless of your arms and your baggage, so that they might swoop upon you in a surprise attack. But there shall be no blame upon you if you were to lay aside your arms if you are either troubled by rain or are sick, but remain on guard. Surely, Allah has prepared a humiliating chastisement for the unbelievers, remaining on guard and keeping their arms.
This injunction regarding prayer in the state of either fear or insecurity, khawf, refers to the condition when an enemy attack is anticipated, but the fighting has not yet begun.
فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ فَإِذَا اطْمَأْنَنْتُمْ فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا.
When you have finished the prayer, remember Allah standing and sitting and reclining. And when you become secure, perform the regular prayer. Prayer is enjoined upon the believers at stated times.
وَلَا تَهِنُوا فِي ابْتِغَاءِ الْقَوْمِ إِن تَكُونُوا تَأْلَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْلَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَأْلَمُونَ وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا.
Do not be faint of heart in pursuing these people. If you happen to suffer harm, they too are suffering, just as you are. While you may hope from Allah what they cannot hope for, Allah is all-knowing, all-wise.